Nah, Blog I had about to.
Just a bitch. Yo, man, I had to backdoor it, but I'm with my heart. Oh, yeah. That's right. Got to backdoor it. Today's just a little test show. We ain't doing too much, you know what I'm saying? I invited my homegirl to come through and check out the layout and all that, you know what I'm saying, what's going on. But this your boy DJ Smells So Good, a.k.a. Cap Smells So Good, at Starship Smelling Pride 3013. Full throttle. You know what I'm saying? We broadcasting on everything, man. You can check it out on Podbean, Anchor, WDGRadio.com. Shit, man, we all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Shout out DJ Party Time out there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Miss John Newt. Check her out. She providing y'all with free health care and all kind of benefits. You know what I'm saying? If you hit her up. It's JANU. Check out on Facebook for more information. And Ms. Janu, she make it do what it do. So yeah, so we back up in the whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? This is the episode number 551, 551st episode. You know what I'm saying? And it's been a minute, you know, since we've been up in the building, man. But, you know, it's always a calling, and that's what we do. We answer the call, you know what I'm saying? Let's see who up in the building. Hold on one second, y'all. Fidel. I got to figure this shit out, too, because do I need to listen to my damn phone? Do I need to? It's been a minute, y'all. So y'all got to forgive me. It's been a minute since I've been on the airwaves. You know what I'm saying? So trying to make sure I can figure everything out again. What is this? Boy, I can ignore, I can ban, I can disconnect them. All right. Let me go ahead and minimize. How the hell I get him out of the way? Get him out of the way. Get him out of the way. Shout out to Philip, Adele, LaBob, something like that coming through. And, yeah, man, so, you know, I've been on, I started out back in 2009 on this network. And, you know what I'm saying, I met co-hosts and had co-hosts all from all around the world. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my first co-host, Ms. Tasha Triple X. You know what I'm saying? From Perth, Australia. Big ups Perth out there. Shouts out to Ms. Heavenly Angel, you know, who was my second co-host. You know what I'm saying? Representing Washington, state of Washington. And then you have Mr. Cyanide, who was all the way from the Netherlands. You know what I'm saying? That's my Muda Neka. You know what I'm saying? My Muda Neka. My dog, my motherfucker. And that's how you say motherfucker in Deutsch. That's how I learned. You know what I'm saying? More than that guy. And, yeah, so beyond that, I just connected and met a lot of people. So I found a Goofy Bone, Miss Computer Lady, my top-notch people right there. You know what I'm saying? Who else we got? I got to bring back up all the old names now. You know what I'm saying? All my old people. You know, since we've been rocking on this network, because this network right here, I'm speaking for Blog Talk, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, I'm on other platforms, streaming other platforms, but I want to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, my old school people know what time it is, you know? And, you know that we're still up in here. So you got this PC Bone out there, one time for this computer lady. I got to thank all these names, y'all. We had so many names on here, you know what I'm saying? All the different characters. And we lost some good people, too. You know what I'm saying? But let me see. Shouts out to Mo Blue. I remember Mo Blue. Now I got to go back in my memory bank, you know what I'm saying, for all the people. You know what I'm saying? I used to rock with. Man, I beat a wise one. Shout out to I beat a wise one. That's popping back up in my head. Man, it's, I don't know, man. Right now, you know what I'm saying? I'll come back to all the people that I vibe with. But, you know, it is what it is. It's been a wonderful experience. You know, man, I've been to Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying, hooked up with some great radio show hosts and fans. Shout out to Six Figures, you know what I'm saying, met him, you know what I'm saying, Las Vegas rapper and also fellow host on the BTR network. And, yeah, it's just a lot of mayhem, man. 550 episodes, you know. Some of them 2.5 hours, 3 hours long. I'm talking about when you getting it in. I was just going back and download some of my old episodes. And, man, yeah, 550 episodes, people. And it's been a ride. When I tell you it's been a ride, it has been a ride and a good time. And, yeah, it's been making it do what it do. You know what I'm saying? Well, so here we are back in the future from 2009 to 2021. Still up in there having fun, you know. Thank you, Lord, for that, you know. And that's just, it's just a blessing that we even, from 2009 to now, you know what I'm saying, that these type of platforms have expanded. Ball Talk Radio used to be the only one out there, you know what I'm saying? I wish you had others. Talk Shoe. Let me see, Talk Shoe, because I was on Talk Shoe. Let me see what else. I mean, like radio-oriented platforms, but Ball Talk, BTR Network has always stood out over everybody. I'm going to say that hands down, you know what I'm saying, except for the old AM quality. That's the only thing I didn't like, you know what I'm saying, with the AM quality. But I found a way around that. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Oh, wait a minute. I got this thing on here. I can send out the call-in number. Because I do got a call-in number. That's the call it is. I can actually call somebody. Search callers. Let me just putting this out for future reference, you know what I'm saying, on all platforms. Any platform you hear this number on, you can call in, you know what I'm saying, and be heard over all the platforms. We on Spotify, I know, definitely. Working on TuneIn and a couple other places, but you can always go to WDG Radio, you know what I'm saying, and check out the stream right off of WDG Radio. I have the web player set up and by probably today or tomorrow, and had to do this little quick show, you know, just to have some content, you know, in order to put out there. So I do a lot of funny commercials. If you listen to my old shows, you'll know what you're about to get into, but I ain't going to do nothing but go back to what was good and what I know, you know what I'm saying? And normally today is Feature in the Artist Friday, and I don't have an interview lined up, but let me see something real quick that I might have. Hold on one second. Let's see how much audio I have, because I might have some audio in here to play you something. No. All right, so I can play a little something, but I have to be on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna do that. Got independent artists, especially my dog D Moody. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing about y'all artists, man. You got to get now, even with YouTube nowadays. All the things you need to do to get your music out there is put a picture to it, and YouTube editor, you know, allows you to do that easily through. Right off of YouTube, you know what I'm saying? So you don't even need no real tech experience, you know what I'm saying, to get your
at least get the song out there. You know, put a picture to it and then have your music streaming behind it. So my homeboy D. Moody, shout out to D. Moody down here in Tampa, Florida. He got some songs out there. He got videos out there. Tom G got videos out there. You know, local people got music out there. So I want to give some quick shine since this is Indie Artist Friday, you know, and I don't have any featured Indie Artist Friday. I'll go ahead and just play a couple of cuts, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to stream a couple of cuts, man, real quick. This first one I'm going to stream is D. Moody. And let y'all go ahead and check them out. Independent artists, you can always check them out. On all social media networks. Yeah. Mr. D. Moody right here. Let me run it back, y'all. Moody is Wrecking the Game Radio right here at one time for TLC Radio. That's the Trilateral Radio Network and Commission.
Don't know if I'm a
that's what it is. Be right back at y'all. Y'all want to call in, you got something to send, you got a product you want to get out there to the world, you know what I'm saying, hit me up, 515-605-9713, you'll play in the place to be.
On women feel like Maverick, multiple women, and hoping young get pushing will. Driving to high school, nigga, one of the cool kids. Back in the just out the school, one of the fools with. Going that too, you can get the itch back in the fool biz. Talk talking like rockin', nothing stop me talking. Yeah, talk to the odds, everybody else in their pockets. Like the women say they winning on the first night. Swallow what's on the menu, baby, got appetite. Send my ring, home thing, no cold offended. Do my dirt off by my lonesome, I don't need a witness. Hear my own block, I'm shooting, need no shooters witness. Give a damn about your opinion, fuck you and your business. Don't know how I'ma make it, know if I succeed, know what the future really holds for me, know if all these deals. You on the bottom for real, I'm doing bad too. Miss me with that bullshit, I'm barely scraping through. Hands on me, real touch, I'm down bad. Cause you moving up different, don't mean I'm living last. No, got the same money, nigga, with different minds. Same motherfucking problem, work on different times. Life is hard, but it's fair because you have a choice. You choose to be in the incline, I did me dabbing draw. Time in the steep hill, most of the time, slip is slow. Seen the money to drive a more you try to cater to people, watch how they step on the toes. Here good to foot, they take a mile to see how far they can go. Side glow those, my situation worse off. Discuss from a different fabric, keep it moving, take the words off. Beat it with a long handle spoon, keep your circle small. Always pray for the best partner, be prepared for war. Don't know how if I'ma make it, know if I succeed. Know what the future really holds for me. Know if all is real.
Still out here pushing music in the streets, you know what I'm saying? So big up to people who are doing that. Scott Walko, I'm gonna play right after this. This is another cut. You can look up D. Moody, that's D-M-O-O-D-Y, D. Moody, you know what I'm saying? This shit right here is called Cop for Real. Right, Cop for Real. D.
My life, my story. Chasing this check, won't fame, won't glory. While trying to be on top. And I ain't gonna tell you nothing, I ain't getting the folks. I ain't gonna tell you nothing, I ain't seen the folks. Had a soul on the block with the homies all day, nonstop. Me not feed on the concrete. All night, a flipping stone, ducking eyes, hit the paper to make ends meet. When that drop came through, that's when I hit that road. 85 or 75, only stopping for toes. And I ain't gonna tell you nothing, I ain't getting the folks. It ain't gonna tell you nothing, I ain't seen before. Tell my mama she don't want no more. Tell my partner we ain't work no more. I done been around the block, straight to the bottom of the quad. I'ma give it all I got, hide the money to the top. I'm just trying to reach the top career. Really wanna be on top of that river. Run the bottom to the top of that river. Really trying to see the top career. I done been around the block, straight to the bottom of the quad. I'ma give it all I got. The mud to the side. I'm just trying to reach the top of it. Really wanna see the top. I told my mama we gon' win. She said, baby, don't you say that shit again. I just pray the Lord forgive you for your sin. I already know you get it in. Mama know I'm bloody when he in the trenches. Down in the fourth quarter and it's worth the inches. Nigga trying to make a dollar out of 50 pennies. I did bought a new 40 and I got it with me. I told the trick and he told me God for the door. But it'd be hard for me to pray cause I done lost so much. I done lost so many friends to the pen. Got me drinking on the pen, blowing smoke in the wind, trying to hustle up the bend. Yeah, my mama said she don't want no more. Tell my partner we ain't got work no more. I done been around the block, straight to the bottom of the quad. I'ma give it all I got, hide the money to the top. I'm just trying to reach the top for real. Really wanna be on top of that real. From the bottom to the top of that real. Really trying to see the top for real. I done been around the block, straight to the bottom of the quad. I'ma give it all I got, hide the money to the top. I'm just trying to reach the top for real. I'm mad, really talking, laughing. Kissed the grandma, mama, and it got me stressing. Hustling in the ghetto, searching for a blessing. Slug 38 for the nigga test me. Flying through the state, looking for the floor. Getting rich or die, trying, getting it out the mud. From the bottom to the top, we do it for the love. From the bottom to the top, we do it for the thugs. Trying to make a dollar out of 50 cents. I don't care if it's raining, you can catch me still. No matter day or night, I'm coming here. No, you talking on the phone, that money will be for sale. Yeah, my mama said she don't want no more. Tell my partner we ain't work no more. I done been around the block, straight to the bottom of the quad. I'ma give it all I got, hide the money to the top. I'm just trying to reach the top for real. Really wanna be on top of that real. From the bottom to the top of that real. Really trying to see the top for real. I done been around the block, straight to the bottom of the pie. I'ma give it all I got, hide the mud to the top. I'm just trying to reach the top for real. Really wanna see the top of real.
Check them out on all social media networks, you know what I'm saying? But that would be moving for the guy right there. Let me see, who else got music up on? And that's the other thing, you got to have music up on YouTube. Let me see if I know. JRG. What time is JRG out there? Let's see what he got up there.
JRG 813.
People know about music out here. Yeah, that boy. Everybody be, that's one thing, you got to stay consistent with your name, because then people, y'all be out there rapping and stuff, and even change the name. Yeah, we go sit up here, there you go, looking for you, you know what I mean? Can't find you, there we go. Got my dog JRG, man, it's called Playing with
a money.
Man, I do look like a nigga car right there, man. Man, that's gonna run down on that nigga. That shit got me fucked up, man.
Yo, this DJ
Smooth. What's up, bro?
Oh, what's good?
Man, money, man.
Hey, you
All that ass in them G like I keep boxing. Only getting money niggas around, know what I mean? VIP section of hoes, chasing that dream. That line so small, that mama throwing that pole. She threw that ass back, look how little shawty go. Throw it bite, bitch. Throw it bite. She ain't on the way, she moving like she running track. Go ahead and run that thing back. Little booty nuts, let me get a bigger shot. Let me see you drive down to the floor and pick it back up. Be a tight with it, watch all the ice up. Now take it on down. That ass fat like I should move it all around. She dance like she fucking. All that ass in them jeans like I should bust it. Throw a bite for me, baby, let me touch it. Bend it over, let me fuck it. Throw a bite, bitch. Throw a bite. Throw a bite, bitch. Throw a bite. She dance like she fucking. All that ass in them jeans like I should bust it.
All right, let's see if this shit. I'm gonna call my home girl and
hell yeah, no one's gonna fuck with me.
I'm out here with these damn crazy ass bitches. All right, hold on, y'all. I need a phone number. I need a homegirl phone number. All right, here we go.
Man, I'm really trying to make a live call
off of, which you might not answer. Because it's going to be some old 616 crazy-ass number. But,
how can I help you?
Hey, it is. Oh, it did work.
What just
got a bit.
Who is this?
God damn it. You're on the motherfucking show live. Shit. Told
hey,
you I had to quick
the guys. Welcome to the bright eyes. If it isn't
hey.
A DJ smile.
Yeah, I got to do all my little drops and all that. You know what I'm saying? My show openers and all. I used to have that shit back in the day, but I got to redo everything, put the little commercials and I got to fill my board back up, you know what I'm saying? I got to do all that. But right now, I ain't even got no music loaded up into it. I got to load my music back, all my little goodies and stuff like that. But they got new features on here, so you can actually call people, which I was doing that anyway. I don't know what the fuck. I was already calling people off this motherfucker. But now you can call direct and then bring it like you right into the show now, you know what I'm saying, like I have on the show. So if it was already 10 other people, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, talking, and I brung you in, you would have heard 10 other people already talk.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. I want to shout out. I want to give some shout outs to some people. Don't invite people to your house if your house ain't clean. Right? Clean your house up before you invite somebody. Right? Shout out to the people who got fly traps and gnats in their house and they use the excuse that they live in the eastern states. Shout out to that. Shout out to the people who got two trash cans in their house, one upstairs and one downstairs. Okay. Shout out.
Big trash cans.
Big trash cans. I'm not talking about little trash cans. I'm talking about the ones that should be in the kitchen.
You got a 33-gallon in your bathroom.
Okay. Shout out to the people who got dirty toilet seats and they don't have a problem with you going in there trying to have to use the bathroom, but you can't sit down. You got to squat. Okay. Shout out to that. Shout out
Man.
To the people who just quit their jobs and think that, you know, I got to believe in myself without a plan. Shout out to that.
Shout out to going to your homeboy house and his toilet seat always up, but he live alone. I mean, down. His toilet seat always down. I mean, like, wait a minute. Why your fucking toilet seat always down, nigga? It's a man house. Me and our shit, ladies, our goddamn seat remains up.
Not here, it stays down.
Hell no. I mean, you living with your boo or something, or your boo living with you, or is a boo in the house? Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm currently single. You know,
me just staying by myself. I see that four pack.
You know, yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I prefer to leave the whole toilet seat down, the top, the lid, everything. Because if I watched it one time where they had the snake come through the toilet, and I like to leave the whole toilet.
Yeah, it's my home girl in Las Vegas. I can call you right now and bring you into the show and everything.
Wow. What kind of stuff
to
talk about?
What's up?
This is my first podcast. Okay.
First broadcast.
Well, this is my 551st broadcast. I'm just getting back on to this little network because I was using everybody else.
Oh, I see.
But, you know, you got to come back to the best shit. You feel me? Oh, my homegirl, say what's up, by the way.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You ass. All the way. Where you at? I got to ask that. She's from Las Vegas, but her ass is everywhere.
I'm currently in Summerlin, which is a suburb southwest in Las Vegas.
Oh, you in Vegas?
I got my microphone. Testing. Let me make sure my microphone on. Yeah. Hello? Okay.
Like this. If I called you, you'd be sitting over there, put the speakerphone on, and be doing live playing, and even with that, you feel me? Even with your equipment. When we talking about doing sets and shit.
I got my
recall
set up, doing the game a little bit before I take off, so my girlfriend's
coming to
get me.
Right. All right, thank you, brother. About Mr. Anton, my neighbor, you know what I'm saying? Only other thug up in this motherfucker. Why the hell I keep hearing a ding-dong?
Because you're currently hearing my microphone testing. Hey. I got a mic. My mic sounds nice.
What do you mean a mic?
I got a microphone. You're listening to me coming through my microphone.
I mean, for your phone?
Yeah, if it's connected to my phone. You don't hear me on my mic. This is a handheld mic. If you can see my broadcast, I'll pop down the thing so you can see me talking on the mic.
Right.
Yeah. That's me on the mic.
Yeah. No, I mean, it got a little mic effect to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I have a real mic because I told you I'm going to go back to doing my podcast on broke nigga shit and talking on behalf of women who should start both smoking cigars and stop smoking marijuana.
I will not be tuning into that show. you have, man, cigars and shit. Then you just went off the goddamn cliff.
Hey, you got it. You have to, because like when you actually go out, there's a time and a place for that. And I just feel like in a pandemic moment, smoking collectively with other people or dabbing with other people is unsanitary at this moment. You know.
Well, them two things are separate. The dab shit alone just is unfucking. You look like a crackhead. You put it out there. You look like
absolutely.
A fucking baby on that shit. All right, so even when people had their little pipes, their little one-hitter pipes, this is called a one-hitter, motherfucker, because that's supposed to be hit by one person. You that is not a community goddamn pass around and shit, you know? And the motherfucker,
yeah,
my homeboy always like to do that. I'm like, bro.
A community cigar. Come on now. You're not going to find community cigar.
Hell no.
You
ain't
gonna be having a black and mild and be like, hey, man, can I get a hit off of that? Can I get a hit off of that? Can I get a drag off of that?
If you was in jail or prison, Well, it'll be
hell,
a different story.
Shit,
me. Bitch, trying to smoke anything that's anything that's in motherfucking roll up some tobacco on a piece of toilet paper, and put some fire to that motherfucker. Let that bitch get two motherfucking fumes coming off of it, and see how many niggas around you talking about. Damn, dog. Save me the choke. Choke me up.
Okay,
choke
but see, that's why a lot of the prisons are stopping tobacco usage. So because you're no longer going to be able to smoke in most prisons.
Man, please.
Unless
listen,
you're going to be pulling tobacco
out of your
ass.
First time you do that shit, you're going to get a fucking prison uprising. And the loss of revenue alone. Man, please. The motherfuckers ain't going to do that shit.
And no, they do. A lot of prisons out here in California, you can't smoke cigarettes. It's a non-tobacco usage facility.
I bet your motherfucker smoking in that motherfucker.
Well, I mean, they still using cell phones, even though they.
I bet you that, nigga.
Prison.
We was smoking right in the goddamn park. All you gotta do is every time you hit that motherfucker, flush the toilet, blow into the toilet, flush the toilet, suck all your smoke down. Yeah. You learn some crafty shit when you get locked up and you ain't got shit else to do, but think of most stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Like most people do. They don't think of the get in that bitch and try to rehab. You know what I'm saying? You get in that bitch and learn most stupid shit.
Neighbor smoking on that good. Mm. Hey, your neighbor.
Yeah, but this is what I say. This same platform right here, this same type shit. Now, this is through this called Blog Talk Radio. And this is a professional radio station. You feel me? This is everything that the radio station uses. From the layout of it to where you can, you know, you got I can see all my callers on my switchboard. You know, I see everybody, all y'all phone numbers, everybody that call in. I got a chat room that I can see people when they come in, you know what I'm saying? And I can actually communicate with them through the chat. So it's the same exact thing, just without all the fucking drama of live me and they drama. You know what I'm saying? I can curse on here. I can talk dirty, talk about, you know, all I got to do is set the damn... my show to explicit. I mean, we can get balls to the wall on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
To the window.
And say what the hell you want to say versus, you know, live me coming on to them. They try to, you know, ban us and shit, you know, from talking dirty and shit. Oh, my God, did you just say Milky? You said that too dirty. You're bad.
Yes,
my bad.
My name is Gatlin.
So that's wrong. That's the wrong. That's the wrong impression.
Oh my God! You don't say Milky. You don't say Milky Broadcast. No. Oh, we ban you. We fucking ban you. Oh, we ban your ass. We ban your ass. Yeah. We put numtucker to your broadcast. We ban you.
Oh no! Oh my gosh! Yeah. Let me, like I said, I know you have to recall me talking about I was going to go back to podcasting because, you know, I used to do the sex hotline, like whenever you call me and I tell you something that you
this
can
is perfect now that you have your craft, your skill has come into fruition because you can do that here and get people to call into your shit. And get people to monetize you. You feel me? You can throw your Cash App out there freely without fucking, you know, me live talking about you can't share, you know, external links and all that. I can talk about any fucking, about any platform I'm on, Twitter, TikTok, TopTik, BigTitty.com, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't on BigTitty.com.
Big Titty, no, Big Titty. Let me find out if you're on the BigTitty.com community.
No, I ain't a titty man. That wouldn't do no good for me. I ain't a titty man. All that shit. You know, I just do that when I first come in. But other than that, I titties kind of useless for me. I mean, you know, pillow action. You know what I'm saying? You just want to lay back and
know what I'm saying? See, that's what titties good for, lay on a titty. You know what I'm saying? You're thirsty every now and then, you know, especially if she's a vegan, that's good milk. You know what I'm saying? You get that good vegan milk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Good vegan.
You got that smoky milk. You got that goddamn filtered fucking milk. Yeah, damn. I don't know about this. I don't know about the Cohiba milk and shit.
Yeah, but I remember I'm smoking Grand
Marnier. You smoking who?
Grand Marnier cigar.
Oh, that's right. She on that yeah, y'all.
Yeah.
That motherfucking yeah. Shout out to Fidelo Bob that was up in here. I have no idea where Fidelo Bob was from, but he was sitting up in here chilling for a good hot 30 minutes. And that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it. And that's real person. You know what I'm saying? When you get people to come on this network, these are actual real people. These ain't no bots and shit. They just might be, you know what I'm saying? These are actual people that are come and listen, you know. Hear what it is. Oh, I'm waiting on Tima. I'm waiting on Munch's wife to send me some poems. Send me some of the poems. She said she's going to send me some of the stuff that he read on Live Me, but as well as some of her. I said, give me at least 20 of your favorites. Because I already got my book ready, you know what I'm saying, Passion on Paper, my book of poetry and inspirational quotes. I got the cover done. I got it already ready for upload. I just need his poems, you know what I'm saying, to plug them in and then upload the whole manuscript, you know what I'm saying, and they'll be ready for print. And we have Passion on Paper out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's coming. You know what I'm saying? I'm just waiting on her. Now I talked to her, so now I'm just waiting on her to send me the works that she wants to get. And I don't know if she's just gonna email it to me, which she could. Just take pictures of it, email it to me, and that'll be easier. But however she wanna do it, you know. And then I told her too, you know what I'm saying, after we do the book. Because he got a lot of stuff he wrote. I mean, he got a book himself. You feel me? So I'm like, well, give me some of the work, and then that'll be a pre-promotion for the new book. And then you can self, you know what I'm saying, self-title the book. You'll be the author of the book, but then just release his works. You know what I'm saying? That way you can get the royalties and all that kind of stuff on it. And then keep his legacy alive. Instead of that stuff just sitting around on paper. It's doing no good sitting around in your house. You know, and it needs to be put out to the world. You feel me? That's just what it is. So she feel me on that, and that's what she in the process of doing. So.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Passion on Paper is coming out. Yeah. I'm an owl. Got my government name on my books, though, so ain't no smell so good or none of that. It's my government name. David Roundtree. I got to put out my taxpayer's name.
Wait a minute. You say your name is, are you the one who recharged through my group recharge?
I don't know. Why, you see my name or something?
I could have sworn somebody smelled something, smiled.
No, I wouldn't say no Roundtree. They wouldn't have had that name. Would have said either the last thing I
Roundtree, but
it would have said Trey. If it wasn't Trey.
Oh no, it didn't say Trey, but I'm saying that somebody that I don't even know joined my group recharge.
No, yeah, I just seen that. I just seen that little thing, you know what I'm saying? The little group recharge thing. Well, they know they can get that money, boy. Them motherfuckers got 10,000 ways to get a penny out your motherfucking ass. God damn. Yeah, I mean, I got to give it to them. Boy, they know how to get it. They ain't getting it from me, but they damn sure know how to get it.
So, yo, we're in that 60-second countdown, you know what I'm saying, of this first little one-hour broadcast, you know, right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize, 3013, full throttle. And yeah, actually, the takeoff, I couldn't put full throttle in the headlines. So I had to just change it to takeoff. But fuck it, you know what I'm saying, the takeoff, goddammit. And I do shows every day, though, so I'll be pre-setting these shows up, and then they'll be to air at a certain time. I normally like to do from 12 to 2, you know what I'm saying? So I do 12 to 1, and then come back and do 1 to 2. So I do a two-hour block. So that's how I'm going to be setting it up. And, yeah. But it's the end of the first broadcast, and I'll be back to do a second broadcast. I'm going to be playing a lot of music and shit, so don't even worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mickey Munch.
Thank you so much for inviting me on your show, and once again, I'm live.
Yeah, that's how you do it right there, a little. But I'm telling you now, so if you really want to get into it, let me know. We can, I mean, I'll bring you on the mine. I'm paying $40 a month, you feel me? Half with me, and we both share the damn time. And use the same damn network, you feel me? Why you ain't live, I'm live. Yeah, that's how you build a radio show. You got to have people that's always willing to be on. And even with this, you can still be on live me. But you can still be on live me, you feel me? Right. And this is just like your own, any podcast. I don't care what podcast place you use, Podbean, any one of them. Once you start your show, you could always go live on Live Me and then have Live Me running too. You feel me? So even if you ain't got nobody calling in, you can just be talking to the people on Live Me and still be the same type show, still be a show. And then when you get people calling in, you know what I'm saying? Now you got extra motherfuckers. So you got bitches on Live Me. And you got bitches calling in.
Yes, I got bitches all in my DM right now.
Like, so all the bitches in the DM, tell them to call into the show number.
This dude right now, I don't want to say his name. He's like.
They give you the, I got a guest calling number. You give them that number, since they want to talk so bad, give them that number. Bring them into your fucking show. You feel me?
Yeah, if he's like, are you single? I'm like, yes. He said, let me fuck with you then. I need someone like you. I gave him an eyeball. He said, I'm asking you. I said, I need to know you. Like, the fuck? You know, then this other dude was like, you're ignoring me. Like, I mean, my DM just be lit. Maybe just saying, he's like, can I? This other dude was like, I don't even know him. He's like LM. He said, hi, where are you from? Please answer, sweetie. I said, Las Vegas. Thank you for being so hot, sweetie. I said, thank you. I said, I like you too much, sweetie. Please send me Instagram ID. I said, my ID is private. He said, please give me ID. Please, sweetie. Like, what if you don't get out my DM with that? Send me Castle. Send me Majestic 88K.
Man, I had to goddamn this chick that, you know, I'm in my homeboy Kingdom West Coast Movement, and it's just one chick. Yeah, I mean, he kind of let any chick come in that bitch. He don't really give a fuck. You know, anybody come in. But then he'll kick them out after a while if they ain't really broadcasting. So this one chick, she done brung her ass up in there. She's from Nigeria. I mean, but she's a begging ass. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people get onto the app, you know, and do a little gift, you know, hey, guys, give me a gift, but they doing something. This bitch start whining and, bitch, if you don't get the fuck up out of here with that shit ain't entertaining.
Right.
Fuck all over. And she got the nerve to do a head-to-head with her other little African homegirl. African homegirl got titties for days, you feel me? Titties look like 4 football fields. And she got them bitches in a nice little... nice sundress and shit, all held up properly, so them bitches sit right out in the screen. She getting diamonds.
She's said hello, my friend, my friend, my friend.
Yeah, she over here crying and shit. And I wanted to tell her, like, bitch, you better get like your friend. You know what I'm saying? Your friend over there know what the fuck to do. You better put them titties out there or something. This, you, shit, I don't know what you think this kind of app is. You got to work for this money, honey.
I even send gifts to females, and I have to let them know, like, you better excite me, bitch.
Man, shit, I tell motherfucking quick, like, this, you know, I ain't trying to tell you to shake your ass. You know what I'm saying, but... You're going to have to shake your ass. You're going to have to shake your ass. And that's just kind of it.
I've never had to do that. I just
talk.
My voice.
No, what I'm saying, if you don't have content, like if you don't have content, like if you just sitting there begging and shit, yeah, you're going to need to shake your ass or something. I mean, if you don't know how to talk to people, you feel me? Like, she don't even know how to talk. That's my whole thing. If you don't know how to talk, then shit, your ass in a motherfucking... Let me get just that. And it look dark as hell, but he's doing shit. Where you at? Your audio disappeared. Where you at? No, your audio is still out. I don't know. Still like sending you this, All right, I don't know what's going on with the audio, so I'm going to go ahead and end this one. All right, and then come back and I'll set up another episode and run back another episode now that you know what's going on. All right, give me a few minutes. I got you.
I'll be back.
All right.